there'll be times where people will go up to another believer, one believer to another believer, and ask, "Have you been baptized by the Spirit?"
在美国，有人会去问其他的信徒说，你有没有受圣灵的洗
？And what they mean by that is, have you spoken in tongues?
他们其实意思是你有没有讲方言
？So among in American Christianity, oftentimes the word baptized by the Spirit is a reference to the ability to speak in tongues.
在美国的基督教界里边圣灵的洗通常几乎可以代替。为另外一个词就是你能讲方言吗
I don't think that is how that word or this doctrine is understood in the New Testament.
我认为他们没有正确的认识这个真理。
Kind of like how we talked about filling the Spirit earlier.
就像刚才我们讲到的被圣灵充满。
It's not necessarily speaking in tongues.
不是讲的是一定要讲方言。
Now we see it's the same thing with the baptism of the Spirit.
现在呢，我们要看到同样的事情，就是圣灵的洗礼。
So this is my definition for baptism of the Spirit.
我对圣灵的洗礼的定义是
，It's when the Holy Spirit makes us part of the universal church.
当圣灵使我们成为普世教会的一部分的时候。
Again, baptism of the Holy Spirit is a simple act where the Spirit makes the new believer a member of the early church.
那圣灵的洗礼的意思就是，圣灵让一个信徒成为普世教会的一员。
When does the baptism of the Spirit occurs?
那圣灵的洗在什么时候降临的呢
？In my definition, I would say at that moment you get saved.
我的定义是在你得救的那一刻，你就受了圣灵的洗。
You do realize many things happen that moment of someone converts and become a Christian.
你们知道，当一个人被他们悔改成为基督徒的时候，在那一刻很多事情发生了。
I think our salvation is almost like a diamond.
我们的救恩就像一个宝石一样的。
If you look at a diamond, there's many different sides.
当你观看一个宝石的时候呢，有很多的棱角。
That's the same thing with our salvation.
同样的，我们的救恩也是一样。
There's regeneration，
那里面有重生。
There's justification，
有称义。
There's redemption，
还有救赎。
And also we now see there's also the baptism of the Spirit。
现在我们要看另外一个新的，就是圣灵的洗。
Where the new believers now incorporated into the church。
那新的信徒现在开始来进入了教会了。
Like I said earlier, there are controversy with this。
那就像我开始讲的一样，有些人有不同的意见。
Charismatic would see the baptism of the Holy Spirit as in reference to speaking in tongues.
灵恩派认为这个圣灵的洗就意味着他们要讲方言。
I don't think that's the best interpretation.
我认为这不是最好的解释。
By the way, how one interprets that will affect Christian life.
事实上，一个人怎么样解经会直接的影响到他们的基督徒生活。
If you hold to the view of spirit baptism as tongues,
如果你相信圣灵的洗礼就是要讲方言。
You could easily see that there's two class of Christians.
你们就会很清楚地把基督徒分成两类。
One who is more spiritual than the others.
有一类比另外一类更加的属灵。
And there could be practical difficulties with that in the church.
那个会带来教会中的困难。
Some would have those who speak in tongues might think they're baptized with spirit as speaking in tongues would see themselves as more elite.
那些讲方言的人，他们会觉得他们自己更加的厉害。
Or the believers will feel those that don't will feel more inferior.
或者说是另外一些人就会感觉到他们更次等一点。
It could easily become a two-class kind of Christianity.
会在教会里面分成两类两个阶层的人。
So I think that could have a devastating consequence in terms of the practical
所以从应用的角度来讲呢，错误的这样的错误的解经会带来教会中的问题。
Okay. So, by the way, as we approach this, I don't think spirit baptism is some kind of supernatural experience.
顺便我也说一下，我不认为圣灵的洗礼是什么超然的经历。
In the sense of like it's something that's super exciting that you seek for.
好像感觉一些非常兴奋的，你正在追求的那种兴奋的经历。
There's no verse that says, "Oh, you Christians, today after you get saved, you must seek a second baptism of the Spirit."
从来没有经文说，当你们得救以后，你们应当寻求第二次被圣灵洗礼。
Is I see it as just a simple act of God adding us into the church.
我认为这只是上帝一个举动，把我们加入到他的普世教会里面来。
Let's look at the verses that are often used to say to talk about spirit baptism is the same thing as speaking in tongues.
好，让我们来看一下这些经文，就是圣灵的洗礼跟讲方言联系在一起的这些经文。
We're going to see a lot of them from the book of Acts.
我们要从使徒行传中间，很多都是来自使徒行传的。
The first one, let's look at Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
首先翻到使徒行传二章一到四节。
五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。Here
is the day of Pentecost.
现在这里是五旬节。And
here we see that the apostles were speaking in tongues.
这里面讲到了这些使徒们讲方言。
Look with me also in verses 15 to 17.
我们也看一看15、16节。
Again, our purpose is we're going to look at all these verses first that's used to talk about.
我们的目的是首先要看这些跟讲方言联系的圣灵的洗经文。
你们这些人是罪了，其实不是罪了，因为时候刚刚已出。
Okay, this is another instance of the discussion about the supernatural outpouring.
那这是另外一个记载着这些超自然现象发生的事情。
That is quoted in the context of Acts chapter 2 to say that the spirit of that the apostle speaking in tongues is baptism in the spirit, and therefore it means it's speaking in tongues.
那在这里边呢，由于这些使徒们讲方言，那作为当时圣灵降下来的结果，所以说他们认为圣灵的洗礼就是要讲方言。
Let's also look at 32, correction. Yes, 32 and 33.
我们也往下看32、33节。
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Here it mentions the promised Holy Spirit has been poured forth.
那在这里面讲到这个圣灵，
which in the day of Pentecost people were able to see.
在那个时候呢，在五旬节的时候，圣灵降下来，可以有外显的标志，让人看见。So
we know that on the day of Pentecost, it's the working of the Holy Spirit.
在五旬节的时候呢，那是圣灵的一个工作。I
would say that in Acts chapter 2, there's no reference to baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们刚才看的所有的这些经文都没有讲到，这就是圣灵的洗礼。But
in Acts chapter 8 onwards, you're going to see that these passages used does talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是从八章以后呢，就开始讲到圣灵的洗礼了。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 8 verse 14.
让我们翻到八章十四到十七节。
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。两个人到了，就为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵，因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们只奉主耶稣的名受了洗。Here
we do see the mention of being baptized in the Spirit.
这里面我们的确看见了受圣灵的洗。
And so this is one passage.
Let's
also look at Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 46.
然后我们再翻到第十章44到46节。
Again, I'm gonna look at these real quickly first to survey first before we make an observation of how to best understand.
我们先是大概的看一遍，然后再细细的来解经。
Okay, so we see it is the Holy Spirit is being poured forth.
我们看到圣灵在这里浇灌下来。
And therefore, people were speaking in tongues.
所以呢，这里边的人就说方言。
Let's also look at one more. Acts 19 verses 1 to 6.
再看19章1到6节。
This will be our fourth passage that we'll look at. Or fourth chapter we'll look at.
第四章我们要看的经文。第四处章节我们要看的经文。卫东。
亚波罗在哥林多的时候，保罗经过了上边一带地方，就来到以弗所，在那里遇见几个门徒，问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾听见有圣灵赐下。”保罗说：“这样你们受的是什么洗呢？”他们说：“是约翰的洗。”保罗说：“约翰所行的是悔改的洗，告诉百姓当心啊，在他以后要来的就是耶稣。”他们听见这话，就奉主耶稣的名受洗。保罗按手在他们头上，圣灵便降在他们身上，他们就说方言，又说预言。
Okay, here we see the final mention of baptism of the Spirit in Acts in the book of Acts.
这一次呢，我们在《使徒行传》里面最后一次看到这个说方言的记载。
So often, what I see is people say, "Hey, look, they're speaking of tongues."
那很多人常跟我说，你看他们在讲方言。
And they'll say, this is the baptism of the Spirit.
那这个是圣灵的洗。
Believers should be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
基督徒应当被圣灵洗。
Therefore, believers should speak in tongues or desire to speak in tongues.
所以信徒应当讲方言或者说是渴望讲方言。
But I think this is probably not the best way to go about interpreting these passages.
那我认为这个不是最好的解这处经文的方法。
With these four chapters in Acts, we must look at it in the context of how the book of Acts unfold.
那我们来看《使徒行传》，它是怎么样的来建构的
？Okay, let's go back to the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
让我们先回到一章八节。
I think Acts chapter 1 verse 8 explains even the structure of the book of Acts.
使徒行传一章八节已经把使徒行传这本书的架构都简单的说了一下。
But can I have a
long... 圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得到能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Here it indicates that the Holy Spirit will be upon the disciples.
这里边看见的圣灵就降临在门徒身上。
And they're supposed to go share the gospel everywhere.
他们就应当去所有的地方去传福音。
Where would they begin? Question to you guys is where would they begin?
我要问你们的第一个问题是，他们从哪里开始
？Jerusalem. Okay, remember that.
记得啊，耶路撒冷。
Okay, then it goes to Judea, and then after Judea, where do they go to next?
然后他们到犹太全地，犹太全地之后他们去哪里了？
撒玛利亚。
Okay, Samaria. Okay, remember that order: Jerusalem and Samaria.
记住这个次序啊，耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚。
And then where would they go next after that?
然后之后呢？
Okay. To all the other parts of the world. Okay.
直到地极。
So remember that order: Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the all parts of the world.
记住这个次序：耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚，直到地极。
I think that's very important to understand why these people were speaking in tongues in the Book of Acts.
我想这些个次序非常重要，就解释他们为什么要说方言很重要。By the way, why do you skip 犹太全地？
犹太。Judea? Okay. Judea, I see. Jerusalem is part of Judea, Judea as well.
我问他为什么把犹太全地给跳过去，他说犹太全地是耶路撒冷的一部分。
Okay.
耶路撒冷是犹太大全地。
耶路撒冷是犹太全地的一部分。
Okay. So the first baptism, when does it take? The first speaking in tongues, where does it take place at? In Acts 2.
在第一次出现方言是在哪里呢？使徒行传第二章。
So we're going to go slowly back into these passages and make this observation in light of Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
然后呢，我们要到刚才看到的那些经文里面去，基于一章八节来一个一个的看。
Okay. Acts chapter 2, the first speaking of tongues. Where was it at?
那第二章讲到第一次讲方言是哪里呢？
Verse 5. Where is it at?
第四节。
verse 4, 在哪里，在哪个地方呢？
Jerusalem. Okay, very good, okay. Remember how we saw that God's program is He wants the gospel to advance first in Jerusalem.
那你们看到上帝的计划首先是福音要在耶路撒冷打响。
And there's to be believers in Jerusalem.
那那边应当有在耶路撒冷有信徒。
And here we see the Spirit comes down and they're speaking in tongues. It's proof that there are believers now.
你们看到呢，有圣灵降下来，那就是证明这里有信徒。
Let's look also as well with Acts chapter 8.
让我们到第八章去看。
In Acts chapter 8, where was the Spirit baptism occurring at? Acts 8 verse 14.
第八章这里面发现的圣灵讲方言，这个发生的事件的地方在哪里？
撒玛利亚。
撒玛利亚。
Okay. Mm-hmm. So notice the order. Remember Acts 1:8. It was first what? Jerusalem.
记得刚才我们的那个次序吗？首先是耶路撒冷，其次呢？
Samaria.
撒玛利亚。
So now the second baptism of the Holy Spirit is when? At Samaria. Yes.
第二个是在撒玛利亚发生的第二次。
Look with me also as well at Acts chapter 10, verse 44.
我们现在到第十章四十四节去。
What kind of people were being baptized with the Holy Spirit now?
现在是什么人在那里被圣灵洗？
撒玛利亚的
外邦人
是不是？
罗马人，
Gentiles.
Gentiles, okay. Actually, it's a kind of Gentiles.
事实上他们是一种一类。
It's a kind of Gentiles that were, they believed in the Old Testament.
是一种很特别的外邦人，他们相信旧约的外邦人。
But they weren't circumcised.
但是他们没有受割礼。
So they're not considered Jews.
所以他们没有被称为是犹太人。
They're often called
被看的犹太人。
They're often called God-fearers.
他们被通常被称为是敬畏上帝的人。
In chapter 10, verse 2, it mentions that Cornelius, one of the Gentile believers, is called God-fearer.
在第十章第二节里面就介绍了这个哥尼流是一个敬畏上帝的虔诚人。
That's Paul's way. That's what back then they called someone that believes in the Old Testament, but they never went circumcised.
这就是当时的社会。称呼这一类人，他们相信旧约却没有受过割礼的人，称为是敬畏上帝的人。
Where is the Gentiles' 老家？
在这些外邦人的老家在哪里
？All over the world, yes.
外邦人老家是全世界。
Okay, let's also look at Acts 19 verses 1 to 6.
让我们再到十九章一到六节。
Who here are being baptized by the Spirit?
那这里边现在是谁被圣灵洗了？
以弗所。And these are of course total Gentiles. They never had an Old Testament baptism.
那这些人他们是完全的外邦人，他们连敬畏神的人都不能算。
When they ask them, "Do you know anything about the Holy Spirit?" They, you know, it's just they're Gentiles.
他们连圣灵都没有听说过，那么他们是外邦人。
Now turn with me real quick to Acts chapter 10.
那我们再回到第十章
verses 44 to 48.
四十四到四十八节。
If I could have someone read this passage.
有人读一下可以吗？
彼得还说这话的时候，圣灵降在一切听到的人身上。那些奉割礼和彼得同来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也浇在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因听见他们说方言，称赞神为大。于是彼得说：“这些人既受了圣灵，与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗呢？就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。”他们又请彼得住了几天。
In this context, remember the early church was heavily Jewish.
那你们知道，在早期教会里边，大部分都是犹太人。
And it was, if you remember the rest of the Bible, it was very hard for Gentiles to first come into the church.
那你知道，在早期的时候，对于外邦人进入教会是很难的。
So there needs to be a sign that that Gentiles should be part of the church.
所以呢，需要有一个外显的标志来证明外邦人进入教会。
And here in verse 45, it indicates that the Jews or the circumcised believer were amazed at these Gentiles speaking in tongues.
那在四十五节的时候，这些人看到这些犹太人看到了外邦人说方言，他们很吃惊。
And therefore, and because they're baptized with the Spirit, therefore they are to be baptized and be part of the local church.
所以呢，他既然看到他们也讲方言了，所以他们也应当是教会的一部分。
I think this indicates why there is Spirit baptism.
这就是给我们一个暗示，就是为什么上帝预备了圣灵的洗。
It is God putting someone by the Holy Spirit's work to make them a part of the church, the universal church.
那是上帝来用一个外显的标志表明这个人是一个普世教会的一部分。
Now I see when we saw Acts chapter 1 verse 8 in light of all these spirit baptism verses.
当我们看到使徒行传一章八节的时候，我们看到了所有的这个圣灵充满。
We saw that there was an order.
我们看到了这里有一个秩序。
It'll be first with the Jews in Jerusalem.
先是在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
Then the Samaritans.
然后是撒玛利亚人。
And then two different groups of Gentiles.
然后两类外邦人。
I think the point is to here is to say that why these men were all these people were all baptized with the Spirit.
那这些人都被圣灵洗了。
But the tongues was just an outward sign that they really were saved, that they really had the Holy Spirit.
那些个讲方言的标志，只是来证明他们真的得救了。
But I don't think it means, therefore, baptism spirit is the same thing as speaking in tongues.
但是我不认为人们做出了一个错误的结论，说圣灵的洗就意味着讲方言。
I think we must be very careful with historical narratives in the Bible.
我们应当非常小心对于历史上的这个圣经的描述性的记载。
That just because something happens in historical account doesn't mean it should always happen for the every instance in the church.
在历史上发生的一些事情不一定就指的是将来在教会里面一定要发生。
Again, if you notice, all this speaking in tongues was in the context in the book of Acts of showing as a sign that there are people group that are now part of the church.
你们在所有的上教里面都看见每一次有这样的有这样的神迹其实发生的时候，都是有一类特殊的人开始成为了教会的一部分。
And also remember, in historical account, we always interpret it according to the laws or the epistles. We interpret it according to the epistles. Sorry.
Can you say it again?
Remember, whenever we read the book of Acts, we must interpret it according to the epistles. The letters in scripture.
每一次你们要知道，当我们要来解释圣经中的这些书，这些历史性的记载的时候呢，福音书的时候呢，你要用这个后面的书信来解释。
So we need to look at the epistles and see what does it say about spirit baptism.
所以呢，你们要看书信里面讲的圣灵的洗是怎么回事。
Does the epistle say that spirit baptism is the same thing as speaking in tongues?
那书信里面也没有讲到说圣灵的洗就是讲方言呢？
Or does it teach that spirit baptism mean that you're now part of the church?
是不是介绍书信里面是不是教导说圣灵的洗就意味着是教会的一部分？
Let us now turn to 1 Corinthians.
让我们先翻到哥林多前书。
We're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十二章。
In 1 Corinthians 12, there is the mention of both tongues and also baptism of the Spirit.
林前十二章讲到了圣灵的洗以及讲方言。
But here we see that tongues and spirit baptism are distinct.
在这里面我们看见的圣灵的洗和讲方言是两回事。
First and foremost, all believers are baptized by the Holy Spirit.
首先我要说的是，每一个信徒都被圣灵洗了。
That is taught in verse 13.
这个十三节已经讲了。
Verse 13, if I could ask someone.
有人读一下可以吗？
我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的。
Notice here that it mentions that we are all baptized into one body by the Spirit.
注意在这里讲到说我们都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个什么？
身体。
Which indicates, so here clearly the Spirit baptism is taught.
在这里面很显然讲了圣灵的洗。
And when we're baptized, it no longer matters what our ethnicity is.
当我们受洗的时候，我们不管是什么民族
，It's Jews or Greeks，
不管是犹太人还是希腊人
，It's slaves or free，
不管是做奴隶的还是自主的人，还是自由的人
，We're all baptized by the Spirit，
我们都从一位圣灵受洗
，Therefore we're all members of the church，
所以我们都成为教会里的一员。
So I think it's important to realize that here we see there's an emphasis that we're all that we're all one through the Spirit。
所以这里面强调的是，我们受圣灵洗的人，透过圣灵的洗，我们成为了一。
There's an emphasis on unity.
那这里边强调的是合一。
The church should be united because we're all baptized in the Spirit.
教会应当合一，是因为我们受的是一位圣灵的洗。
But I think it's very ironic if we hold that Spirit baptism means speaking in tongues.
但是呢，可悲的是，或者是可笑的是，如果我们认为圣灵的洗就意味着要讲方言的话。
Because you now split the church into two groups.
你现在就把教会分成两类人。
Those who speak in tongues.
那些会讲方言的。
And those who don't speak in tongues.
那些不会讲方言的。
Here in 1 Corinthians 12, it also indicates very clearly that not everyone will speak in tongues.
在十二节的时候也讲到说，不是每个人都会讲方言的。
1 Corinthians 12. In this
verse.
Hold on.
其都是讲方言的那些在哪里？
十四人。
14?
下面还是那个十二章的下面29节开始
30. Verse 30, thank you
30.
Okay. Where it says all do not have gifts of healing today, all do not speak with tongues today, all do not interpret today.
三十节讲的说，岂都是一恩赐一并的吗？岂都是说方言的吗？岂都是翻方言的吗？
We also see earlier in verses 14 to 26 that Paul gave an analogy of the body.
那在十四节到二十六节，保罗在这里面给我们一个身体的比喻。
Where it says that everyone is, the analogy is trying to say that there's different body parts in the same way there are different gifts.
在这里面讲到他们是一个肢体，却有不同的恩赐。
So we must not say, therefore, that everyone has the same gift of speaking in tongues.
所以我们不应该说每个人都应当有一样的恩赐说方言。
To summarize 1 Corinthians 12.
那总结一下林前十二章。
1 Corinthians 12 indicates that everyone is baptized by the Spirit.
十二章讲到说每一个基督徒都被圣灵洗了。
But not everyone will speak in tongues.
但是不是每个人都会讲方言。
Just spirit baptism and tongues are different.
那而且呢，圣灵的洗和讲方言是两回事。
And therefore we should not see baptism spirit is speaking in tongues.
所以呢，我们不应当看圣灵的洗就是讲方言。
Since here it emphasizes that everyone in the church is baptized by the Spirit, I think this is the better explanation.That this doctrine means that we are now incorporated into the church.
那么既然这里边讲到每个人都是每个信徒都是受了圣灵的洗的，那么我们应当解释成圣灵的洗是让我们进入教会的。
But also, I think we must remember that when you go back to the Book of Acts.
另外大家记得，当你回到使徒行传的时候
，Some might still say, "Oh, why don't we still speak in tongues?" Because in the Book of Acts, we see that happen.
但是当我们今天我们依然讲方言，是因为在使徒行传里面发生了。
But we must be careful. Remember, not everything in Acts mean we repeat today.
我们应当小心，不是使徒行传里面发生的所有的事情，今天都应当重复。
In fact, there are some things in the accounts of the of the speaking in tongues that do not happen today at all.
那事实上even the accounts of speaking in tongues.
When you look at those passages that talk about speaking in tongues, there are things that happen that we don't see even happen today in charismatic churches.
那即使是在记录的，在使徒行传里记录的那些描写了讲方言的事情，在今天的灵恩派教会里面也没有发生。
Turn with me again to Acts chapter 2.
那我们再回到使徒行传第二章。
Someone read me verses 2 and 3.
那我们读一下二到三节。
忽然有从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子，又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上。
Okay, notice that in this moment, during this moment when they're speaking in tongues, there was a presence of violent wind in verse 2.
在这里，在那个讲方言的那一次，当时有大风吹过。
Notice also there's a presence of fire on top of those who speak with tongues.
而且呢，还有火焰显现在上面。
We don't see that today in necessarily in Pentecostal charismatic church services.
我们今天在五旬节中的那个灵恩派教会里面，看不到这样的现象。
So I would be cautious to say, oh, if we see in Book of Acts, therefore we must do it today.
所以呢，你们应当小心。如果你说啊，因为使徒行传里记载了讲方言，所以我们也应当讲方言，
must,
那要小心。
We must still interpret it in light of the epistles.
我们应当来基于书信清楚的教导来解释。
So, and in epistles, I think it makes it very clear that, just from the observation earlier, that not all things in Acts is supposed to be repeated.
那我们从刚才的书信解释里面看到，不是每一个在使徒行传里记载的历史上发生的事情都要重复。
But here, in light of the Acts 1:8, I think it's a specific instance where it's proof that this was the case.
在使徒行传一章八节里面，我们可以看见这是一个历史上的一个特殊的事实。
Also, in my view, I see speaking in tongues is actually a supernatural gift to show that the men preaching the gospel were speaking the truth about God.
那讲方言也是一个超自然的神迹奇事，来证明那个传福音的人是在传讲神的话语。
Again, let's turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2.
跟我一起翻到希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3.
第二章三节。
Oh, actually, 2:4. 对不起，
二章四节。
我们按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，从他们做见证。
Here is talking about the fact that in terms of the apostles, they really did see the great salvation through Jesus Christ.
那么使徒们真的看通过了耶稣基督做成的救恩。
And God testified with them as well.
神也与他们一同做见证。
But signs, wonders, and various miracles of the Holy Spirit.
用神迹奇事和百般的异能并圣灵的恩赐。
So rather than seen as a normal occurrence, I see it as a special moment to testify that the apostles were speaking truth.
所以呢，当时发生的这些事情是一些在那个特殊的历史时期。为了来证明他们所传讲的是神的真道
and to testify in the early church that various people group truly became members of the church
同时也要向教会证明那些不同的人群他们也真的成为了教会的一部分
I would be honest
我很诚实地跟大家说
I don't have a verse that says oh tongue has ceased
我没有一句经文证明方言已经停止
but the more I see the purpose of speaking in tongues, the more I think it is not for today.
但是呢，当我越来越多的认识到方言的目的的时候呢，我更加，我就越来越知道方言已经停止了。
Okay. Let's go to the second point.
那我们来到第二点。
Let's look at the sealing of the Holy Spirit.
我们来看圣灵的印记。
Let's look at Ephesians 1:13-14.
以弗所书一章十三到十四节。
见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Okay, here I think we see the sealing of the Spirit mentioned.
在这里面，我们看到了圣灵的印记被提及了。
This is how I define the sealing of the Holy Spirit.
我们就是这样的来为圣灵的印记做定义的。
The sealing of the Spirit is when the Spirit guarantees a believer will receive complete salvation.
圣灵的印记就是圣灵为了来确认一个信徒将会得到完全的救恩而设的印记。
Let me repeat that again.
让我再重复一遍。
The Spirit baptism is when the Spirit guarantees a believer will receive complete salvation.
You mean spiritual?
Sealing of the Spirit. Sorry.
Okay. 那么圣灵的印记是为了来确保一个信徒将会得到永远的救恩。
When we look at Ephesians 1:13, notice if it's talking about Christians because it mentioned believed in verse 13.
13节是在讲基督徒的，因为他讲到他们信了福音，信他了。
When we were believed, according to verse 13, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit.
当我们信了以后呢，我们就被圣灵有给了一个印记，受了印记。
We ask, what does it mean, the word sealed?
我们会问那个受了印记什么意思？
It is actually used as a term to describe sealing of official documents.
那个词的意思是为了一个正式的法律文件盖章的意思。
For instance, when you have a, you might have a business agreement where you're writing things down on a tablet.
比如说你在写了一个东西为生意场上的一个合同。
This Greek word describes what you attach as a stamp after the end of something, so it's not tampered with.No one could add anything beyond that.
A stamp.
Yeah, like a stamp.
那就像一个合同后面盖了一个公章一样的。
It's to confirm that everything that is said is accurate.
那确认说我们都认可这里面说的东西都是真实的、正确的。
So here it says that the Spirit seals us.
所以呢，这里讲到的圣灵来为我们做印记。
And it's sealing us. It's sealed with the Spirit of promise.
这里面是受了圣灵的应许。
Verse 14 goes on and says, He's given as a pledge for our inheritance.
14节是讲到圣灵是为我们得基业的凭据。
And we see, of course, that therefore we know we will be fully redeemed.
所以呢，我们知道我们将来有一天会被完全的得赎。
So we see here this idea from this verse is taught that when the Spirit seals us, we know we will be truly saved.
所以在这里我们看见了，当圣灵给我们印记的时候，我们就知道我们有一天会得救。
Let's also look at Ephesians 4 verse 30.
我们也翻到以弗所书四章三十节。
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Here it's just similar to Ephesians 1.
就跟以弗所书第一章类似。
There's three phrases that repeats from Ephesians 1:13-14.
在一章十三十四节之后有三次重复了。
You see the Holy Spirit.
你看到圣灵。
You see the verb seal.
你看到那个动词印记。
And you see the word redemption.
你也看到得赎。
But now there's an added detail.
现在它增加了一些细节。
It's revealed that we're sealed for the day of redemption.
那你讲到我们被印上印的目的是要等候那得赎的日子到来。
Now there's a sense as believers, even right now we're already redeemed.
那作为基督徒，就是现在我们都已经得赎了。
But our full completion of our salvation would be when we're glorified.
但我们的完全的得赎就是我们得荣耀的那一天。
When we're finally in the presence of God.
当我们最终在神的面前。
So here we see again that the sealing is to promise that we would be saved on the final day.
所以呢，我们在这里看到印记是一个我们将最终得救的一个承诺。
Here it has an application.
这里有一个应用。
Which is do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这里面讲到说不要使神的灵担忧。
We don't want to live a life that grieves the Holy Spirit.
我们不应当生活过一个人生让圣灵担忧。
Because he dwells within us.
因为圣灵住在我们里面。
And he acts as a seal that says you know what that says you will be saved.
而且圣灵那个印记在告诉我们说，你有一天你一定会得救的。
You will persevere as a Christian.
你会坚忍到底，作为一个基督徒。
And that truth, sometimes some people think because we can't lose our salvation, it means we could do whatever we want.
有时候人们有一个错误的观点，说既然我永远救恩不会丢失，我就可以为所欲为。
That grace becomes a license for sin.
所以呢，他们就把神的恩典当成了他们可以放纵情欲的一个执照。
But Paul here says, no, that ought not to be.
保罗说不，不是这样的。
If you know you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, you will never lose your salvation.
如果你知道你是被圣灵印记的，你就知道你永远不会丢失救恩。
But that should make you love God.
这一点应当让你更爱上帝。
And that should make you love the Holy Spirit.
这一点让你更爱神，更爱圣灵。
And you wouldn't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
你不会让他担忧。
But you'll live to please God and the Holy Spirit.
你应当活一个人生来使他欢喜。
Well, let's also look at
保神喜悦。
Let's also look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
我们也要看一下零后一章二十二节。
Here Paul talks about God as the one who sealed us.
这里面保罗讲到神是那一位用印印我们的。
It also indicates that God gave us the Holy Spirit.
这里面也暗示了圣灵给神给我们圣灵。
The Holy Spirit now dwells in our hearts.
那圣灵现在住在我们心里边。
But what's the reason why he dwells in our hearts?
圣灵为什么要住在我们心里呢?
Here it uses the word pledge.
在这里面他用的是志。
And pledge in the Greek, we ask the question, what does that word mean in the Greek? This is actually a term that was used for business. It is when you make a contract with another party. And you make a down payment.
然后呢,你先付一个定金,
you're saying that, you know what, I will really buy your product. Here's a certain percentage of the money already.
你意思是告诉他说,我真的愿意买你的东西,你看,这也是百分之多少的定金,先付给你。
In Roman culture, when you put a pledge, if you could lose it.
在罗马的文化里面,如果你把一个定金放在那里,你可以失去你的定金的。
So it's you're giving it and you're taking risk to say, you know what, I am definitely going to be buying the rest of your product.
当你付定金的时候,你就在告诉他说,我一定会要买你的产品。
This word pledge already occurred earlier in Ephesians 1:13 and 14. It's making the point that truly the Holy Spirit God is truly going to save us. There is a perseverance of the saints. And to guarantee that God gives us the Holy Spirit as a down payment.
为了保守圣徒有这个坚韧,
is to encourage us to let us know that we, if we have salvation, we would never lose it.
这是为了鼓励我们, 如果我们有救恩的话, 我们将永远不会丢失。
Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:5.
我们翻到第五章五节。
Here we see the three phases that is mentioned even earlier, that's also mentioned earlier in 2 Corinthians 1.
在临前第一章中也出现过类似的这些这个词。
It has the phrase gave us.
那这个词赐给我们。
And the word spirit.
还有圣灵。
And also the word pledge.
还有凭据。
And here in this verse, it's actually saying that in our present body, here in this context, Paul was talking about our present body.
在这个上下文里面，保罗讲到我们现在的身体。
And yet we'll also have a future eternal body.
然而我们将来还有一个将来的身体，永远的身体。
He wants the believers to know that truly there will be a glorified body in the future.
他想让圣徒知道。 在将来他们一定有一个得荣耀的身体。
He tells them that God has prepared us for this very purpose.
他告诉他们说神为了这个目的已经预备了我们。
And to guarantee it to us, He's given us the Spirit again.
为了给我们保证,他就给了,提前给了我们一个凭据。
I want to clarify this doctrine, the sealing of the Spirit.
我想来, 澄清一下这个圣灵的印记的教义。
This sealing is not presented as something that believers should go seek.
那这个印记不是说基督徒应当去追寻,
but it just merely stated that it already is the case for believers.
它是在告诉我们这已经发生在我们身上。And
therefore, there's no verses in the Bible says, go and therefore be sealed by the Spirit.
所以圣经里从来没有命令说去使你们受圣灵的印记。
That's also the same thing with the Spirit baptism.
这也跟圣灵的洗是一样的。
It's just stating that we already are baptized by the Spirit.
这就是在告诉我们我们已经受圣灵的洗了。
It never says, okay, in the church age, we should go and get baptized by the Spirit.
所以圣经里面从来没有说在教会的时代你应当去使你们被圣灵洗。
The moment you get saved, you're already baptized in the Spirit.
你就被圣灵洗了。
The moment you're saved, you're sealed by the Spirit.
当你得救的那一刻,你就被圣灵加了印记。The
moment you're saved, the Spirit's already in your life as a pledge of your salvation.
当你得救的那一刻,圣灵已经住在你里边作为一个印记,作为一个凭据,作为你得救恩的凭据了。
We might ask the question, what about those who claim to be Christian but fall away?
那我们可能要问一个问题，就是那些曾经自认为是基督徒的，后来又跌倒软弱的怎么办？
Did God break? Did the Holy Spirit break His promise?
圣灵是不是没有实现他的应许呢？
Remember Romans 3:4.
记得罗马书三章四节。
Where it says, "Let God be found true, and every man a liar."
那里面讲到说，难道他们不信就废掉上帝的信吗？
Okay. So we must go by God's word rather than the word of man.
我们应当相信神的话语，而不是人的话语。
A true believer will endure to the very end.
一个真正的信徒，他们会坚忍到底。
A false believer will fall away.
一个假信徒，他们会中途退场。
That's what the word of God teaches with the pledge and the sealing of the Spirit.
这就是圣经里面的话语那个印记和凭据的意思。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2, verse 19.
让我们翻到个约翰一书第二章十九节。
他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。
I think this verse.Explains very well about those who fall away.
我想这里的经文解释得非常清楚关于那些他们离出去的人。
What about those who left?
那么从我们中间出去的人发生了什么呢？
This verse indicates they were never truly one of us or believers in the first place.
这节经文告诉我们他们从来都不属于我们。
So it indicates that here, if those fall away, it indicates they never were true believers in the first place.
如果那些信了一半的人走开的人证明，只能证明他们从来都不是真基督徒。
Okay. It's because the Spirit will seal us and pledge for us, and true believers will always endure to the very end.
因为圣灵给了我们印记，并且给了我们凭据，也就是证，所以真的信徒一定会坚忍到底。
Okay. Any questions?